listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. You visit clevelandbrowns.com or you call 440-824-3434 today. So pleased to have with us right now from cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, does an excellent job of covering the Browns. She is Mary Kay Cabot, a regular on the show. Mary Kay, welcome.
Thanks, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're doing great. I know you're getting ready to head out to Indianapolis, as we are as well, for the Combine. And so I want to start with something that is related to that and the draft. You had a conversation, an interesting one, with Ray Farmer. And Nathan and I were talking about this earlier on the show. The idea that he's done a good job, it seems, Mary Kay, of getting a lot of folks off the trail of what the Browns' intentions are with that fourth pick, and maybe just in terms of their top priority for this draft, maybe not necessarily a quarterback or certainly not any specific name that we were attaching to this team before, such as Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that stood out to me is I think Ray Farmer is trying to say, you know what, we may very well end up with a player like that, but we may not. And if we don't, it doesn't mean that we can't be successful. It doesn't mean that we're not going to start Brian Hoyer this year. It doesn't mean that we might not find our quarterback of the future somewhere else. So I think he's trying to, you know, maybe temper the enthusiasm or the noise, the drumbeat that's starting to sound for the whole Johnny Manziel thing.
Which is, and I think, certainly a smart thing to do, a prudent thing to do. What were your overall impressions of Ray Farmer, and now that he's been thrust into this job for the first time, the confidence with which he exudes about going into this and making these important decisions?
You know what? He does feel ready. And I've talked to other people around the league that tell me that he's ready, people that have worked with him, people like Scott Pioli, that say, you know what? He's watched, he's learned, he's ready for this opportunity. And we all know how big this is, the number 4 pick, the number 26 pick, being on the clock and having to make the snap decision. Do you trade up? And if so, what would you give up to do that? So he feels ready for these decisions. The other thing that stands out, he has his philosophy. He knows his mind. He knows what he wants. And he is prepared to put the Ray Farmer stamp on this football team, along with, of course, Mike Pettine. So they're working very hard together to make sure they're on the same page. But I think Ray is ready to step out and take control of this team.
Yeah, Mary Kay, and along those lines, because we had a caller ask this too, just as far as like how the whole scouting approach changes from here on out. We know the personnel of the staff really hasn't changed that much beyond Michael Lombardi going. And Ray Farmer's been the day-to-day person anyway, the detail guy anyway. But do you anticipate anything that might be different in the way of approach to it with regard to the coaching staff? Because I didn't get the feeling before that there was a whole lot of connection necessarily between Rob Chudzinski, you know, North Turner, Ray Horton, that coaching staff, and Joe Banner, Michael Lombardi, as they were running the draft.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think that that those guys had nearly the amount of say that this coaching staff will have in shaping the roster. The major difference that I see is Joe Banner having final say, now Ray Farmer having final say on the roster. And there was a whole lot of control, you know, in the hands of a Joe Banner. I mean, he had veto power of anything. It didn't matter, you know, who had an idea or what they wanted to bring to the table. It was Joe who actually in the end said yay or nay on those things. Now, those decisions will be in the hands of Ray Farmer, but I think he is going to rely a lot on what Kyle Shanahan thinks about these quarterbacks, on what Mike Pettine thinks about some of the defensive guys. I think there will be much more collaboration between the whole scouting department and the coaching staff.
Which I think is a good thing. In a report coming out today, speaking of collaboration, that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine have decided in collaboration to really put the full court press on and try to bring Alex Mack back. Any updates on that, Mary Kay?
Well, you know what? I do not get the sense that they are going to franchise either TJ or Alex if they can avoid doing that. But I know that you know, you have to have a good center, and they've got a Pro Bowl one right here on this team. And, yes, I do believe that they will do everything that they can to keep him.
And that would make such a loud statement, I think, not only to, okay, those of us who are observing this team, fans of the team, but the players on this team, the locker room. As much as you're going to see a lot of turnover, and, yeah, you're going to have new people, new coach, new GM with ideas of probably that are going to result in some roster turnover, you're still going to have a core of players that you need to rely on who understand what Alex Mack and TJ Ward mean. So I think there's got to be some thought to that. For instance, a Joe Hayden, a guy you'd want to tie up with a long-term deal. I'm not sure he's thrilled whatsoever at any thought that TJ Ward could be elsewhere.
No, not at all. And, you know, sometimes you have to put some stock into what a Joe Hayden or what a Joe Thomas thinks. And those guys have made strong pitches for TJ Ward and for Alex Mack to stay on this team. And you know what? Actually, I think it makes a lot of sense. Those guys are in the prime of their career. These are the kind of guys that you go out and you seek in free agency, and you end up spending just multi-millions of dollars on anyways from someone else's team. Why not spend the money? They have cap money. Why not spend the money on guys that want to be here, that have seen you through the tough times and want to be here, have a relationship with the fans already, and guys on the team? I would rather have a team sign their own guys than somebody else's cast-offs.
I certainly agree with that, and historically you've seen free agency is not necessarily the fix, as it is keeping your own people and grooming them and having them grow. If something were to happen with Mack and Ward, do you get a sense of any kind of a time frame? Did you get any sense of that from Ray Farmer when you talked with him?
No, I really didn't get a sense of the time frame. I do think that if possible, you know, they would like to get these guys, of course. You know, you really don't want them to get to free agency on March 11th if you can avoid it, because once that happens and you start to get offers from other teams, it becomes very, very difficult to match. I mean, you know, the Ravens, for instance, you know, once Paul Kruger gets out there and receives a $40 million contract, it's very, very difficult to hang on to your guys. So ideally, I'm sure they would love to have it wrapped up by then.
Mary Kay, tremendous. Thank you so much for the time, for the knowledge, and we will, I know, see you very soon in a couple of days out in Indianapolis.
Sounds good. Good. See you guys then.
Thanks,
Mary
Kay.
She is Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. Check out her great work there covering the Browns. We've got much more coming up. We're going to get into more of our assessment of the top 53, the 53-man roster as it stood at the end of last season. We're also going to get into the Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito situation with the Dolphins, because it has global effects. It's bigger than a Miami story. So Armando Segaro, who covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald, is going to join us at the top of the hour. It is a Football Monday on CBD. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
The glad makes me hard to find. There's more than a mall. There's a parallel on the other side.